This is dictation of two psychiatric consult evaluation for comprehensive counseling. I am Dr. Rastogi. The first patient is Angela Jones. Her telephone number is 517-261-1209. Date of evaluation is 11/27/2023. Her date of birth is date of birth is not right now, is not there. Okay. Subjective analgesic. It is hospital discharge. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Patient is a 8-year-old, single Caucasian female, living by herself. Patient was following outpatient treatment at comprehensive counseling. She was admitted to access in Oakland Hospital due to her increased depression, anxiety. And a result from auto accident in which she was driving under influence of alcohol and got injury in the left side of the wrist. She was overwhelmed with the situation, was treated at Henry Ford Hospital, but continued having problems due to several psychosocial factors, including her brother was diagnosed having third degree cancer. She was depressed, crying, feeling hopeless, helpless, worthless, but she stayed in hospital and was discharged on 11/20/2023. Her medication was readjusted, that is Cymbalta 60 mg daily, Seroquel 250 mg at bedtime, Klonopin 0.5 mg BID PRN, to which she responded fairly well. During a stay in the hospital, it was known that she has been having history of trauma in her life by her different boyfriend and also was sexually abused, having difficult relationship with her daughter. However, patient responded very well and it was recommended that she should develop control on her life and also have an extensive therapy outpatient. This morning, she was alert and oriented. She describes she is feeling good, sleeping good. She has to attend court, but she claimed that things are minimized and is not as hard for her. She is dealing appropriately. She is sleeping good, eating good. She described the medication has been helping. She also indicated that she gets support from her neighbor and also feeling much better. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant, effect was bright, speech was clear, thought process recognized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. I encourage that she should continue taking all her medications and I will give a refill as I will not able to see her for medications review next month as I'm going out of the state period, out of the country. To which agreed, patient denies any involuntary movement, any symptoms, hyperkathisia, restlessness. She was coherent, logical, appropriate. Her judgment side seems to be improving. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed. History of post-traumatic disorder. History of COPD, hypertension. Chronic back pain, alcohol abuse. Patient was discouraged not to drink, drive, or operate any heavy machinery under the influence of the medication. I DCO her that I am going to send the prescription on Cymbalta 60 mg daily. Seroquel 50 milligram at bedtime, clonopin half milligram BID PRN for another 30 days. Patient agreed with the plan and dictation. Next prescription is Salaya, SHA, LYSA, SALSA, James, JMES. Her date of evaluation is 11-27-2023. Date of her study phone number is 586-354-8053. Subject to Angita. Patient was seen via doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. SALSA described that she is feeling much better. She is taking off until December 2nd from her regular job. Today she was invited to work with her dad, PH, so she is going for work. She described her son is more stable after got evaluation in school. Her mother, she is only concerned that mother is selling home and she has to be out of the home and she has to look for something else. PH, however, she describes she is working on it and she will be fine. Patient was in a good mood, pleasant effect, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings. She described she has only last pill left and she wants to take the medication. She is on Adderall 30 milligram daily for attention deficit disorder. Patient has PHC has been doing very well. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, effect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal thought. She claimed without medication she can focus or productive as she is right now. I appreciate her compliance and also increase to develop coping skills to deal with the situation. Risk benefit side effect as discussed, verbal consent was obtained. Assessment attention deficit disorder. Plan will keep Adderall 20 mg morning, Adderall 10 mg at bedtime. At noon time, 30 days medication was ordered. PS, it was recommended one refill in case if she is run out of the medications as I will be back on first week of January. End of dictation. Can you, after transcription, can you send a copy to my home office, 248-828-9712. Thank you very much. Hopefully you enjoy your Thanksgiving. Bye, Dr. Stogie.